Walk across the Ohio University campus and you'll see Diversity is You signs hanging from various spots. The banners feature students from different cultural backgrounds. It is one of the ways the school is trying to promote and highlight the diversity of its student body. Junior Priscilla Seymour is one student who could be on a banner hanging from a light post on College Green. But for Priscilla, who goes by Press, her identity is too complex for a simple banner.
And I know that my reality is different because I am a queer person of color. And I am woman identifying, and people see that I'm a woman. So, like, you know, my the rules of baseball, three strikes and you're out. I'm queer, I'm black, and I'm a woman. So I went by that because that's what how people, a lot of people treat me here. As soon as they find that third strike, they try to categorize me and they try to put me on the outskirts of a lot of things.
With just 20% of the student population identifying as a racial minority and only 5% of that population made up of African Americans, minority students often are extremely aware of the racial aspect of their identity.
Being the first black person, the only black person in classes, whereas if you take a history class and God forbid y'all get on slavery or whatever, everybody looks at you as a token person. Everybody looks at you and say, like, what do you think about this? Well, I can't speak for the entire race. Do you know how many of us is it? I'm sorry, that sounded a little bitter.
But many manage to find a supportive community. Take senior Brittany Mitchell, for example. She says it is comforting to know that there are others who experience things just like her.
Like really isolating here, especially as a QPOC. Like it really can be isolating here. And so I'm glad I have like the friend group that I have and the friends that I have that are also like QPOC and that we also go through the same things, you know. Because it's not just you're fighting against, you know, or you're struggling against like I guess like racism and anti-blackness, anti, you know, POC-ness. Like you're also struggling against like patriarchy and homophobia and stuff like that.
With awareness by queer students of color about social inequality, it can be easy to understand why students like Press say there are times they don't feel safe on campus.
So as a person of color, as a black person, I don't feel the safest sometimes. I can hide the fact that I'm queer, but being black, I can't hide this. And this is what people see first and foremost. They see black female, and then after I have a conversation with them, they say, oh, black gay female, black queer female. And sometimes I don't feel safe going up Court Street at 3 a.m. I mean, who does, right? But I think one of the differences, I also don't feel safe going up Court Street by myself at 3 p.m.
But queer students of color do have places to seek refuge. Shades is a group within the LGBT Center that offers students like senior Olivia Blackburn a place to call home.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of times being queer and a person of color, it's hard to find people like you because you can't just ask. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of times going into certain other spaces that are not queer or not people like of color, it I don't know, you always have to pick and choose what you want to show and what you want to be, mm-hmm. like what identity you want to display. And but like when you're around people who identify like you, it's comforting, like she said, like a home.
While Ohio University likes to promote the idea of the Bobcat family, an inclusive home away from home, queer students of color we talk to say there's still work to be done to make them feel truly accepted for who they are in all aspects of their identities. For The Outlet, this is Nukuli Shangwe.